We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
94 WIPFM HD1 Philadelphia. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios.
Way back to right, and that ball is gone.
Your home for Phillies baseball.
Bullet, line drive. Two homer game for Odubel.
Streaming at 94WIP.com and the radio.com.
Nick Williams, he crushed it.
Sports Radio 94WIP, a radio.com station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I'm going to tell you something right now. This is a show you don't want to miss, all right? You don't want to miss this show. In the first hour of the show, I'm going to make one of the most embarrassing confessions of my life. My behavior is unacceptable, and I will accept whatever punishment is required. Rhea, if you want to get out a belt and whip me, I get it.
No, I get it.
I will give you a confession today. We have, of course, the skipper, Gabe Kapler, on at 9. I have a feeling, I'm going to be honest with you. I know it's great. They're in first place by a game now.
Yeah.
They beat the Mets 7-3. The kid, De Los Santos, was terrific. You can't do what they did after that game. You can't do it. And Josie's going to take us into the psychology of a player. When you come up, your boyhood dream is realized.
Yeah.
You play in the big leagues. You succeed in the big leagues. You perform admirably. And your reward, Rhea, you know what your reward is after the game?
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Kid, come in here for a minute. We wanted to mention something to you. You're going back to Lehigh. Jonesy, not good. And when the skipper gets on at 9, I plan to tell him so.
He knows.
Well, it's wrong.
He played. He knows.
Yes, but he will find a way to make it okay.
He's a great communicator.
Yes, he is. And he'll communicate with us in an admirable and annoying way.
Yes, he will.
That's coming up.
Yes.
So we're going to get into all that, but we are going to start with one of the biggest stories of the year. If you're an Eagles fan, and you have followed the career, almost a decade long now, of running back LeSean McCoy, because yesterday there was some of the most nauseating, outrageous developments in his career you will ever find. Now, I'm going to start by telling you, much of this is an allegation at this point, but you would have to be a complete idiot to think he is blameless in a situation like the one that developed. And before we get through it, I'll just remind you of a couple of previous incidents involving him. Let me just say this to start the show. In the annals, in the history of nicknames in Philadelphia sports, no nickname has ever been more accurate, more applicable than the nickname Shady to LeSean McCoy. Because this is one of the shadiest people we have ever encountered in sports. And we knew it long before the drama this week with his ex-girlfriend. Rhea, we knew this years ago.
We knew it in
2012 when he's there with a bunch of hooligan friends on a bus with some women, 15 women. And they're spraying the women with water. And one of them didn't like it. And they allegedly held her down, poured alcohol on her head, stopped the bus, and threw her out on the side of the road. She sued him.
Yeah.
$50,000. That is the act of an outrageous, sick human being. True, Jonesy?
Out of control.
I don't care how drunk you are. I don't care. You don't treat a human being that
way. No, it's not. It's not normal behavior.
That was a minor offense compared to 2016. And we covered this story, if you don't mind me patting ourselves on the back for a second, we covered this story better than anybody in this city. We told you then that LeSean McCoy and his hooligan friends were part of a beatdown of two off-duty police officers in an after-hours club. And we told you that that guy was guilty as charged based on what we saw. That was our assessment of what happened.
How did he not?
I'm going to tell you exactly how he went. Because the man that I'm about to name is the man I blame for what happened Monday night. All right? And his name is currently in prison, corrupt DA Seth Williams. Because Seth Williams let him walk in an offense that was, you don't beat up a Philly cop under any conditions. And the only reason they did, if the cops had as many cops as they had, they would have beaten the crap out of these bums. All right, but they did it, and they basically overwhelmed these two cops and beat the crap out of them. And the photos show you how badly beaten they were. And Seth Williams said, we have not enough evidence to prosecute. Mm. And all Seth Williams ever was a jock sniffer in this town. And I'm thrilled he's in jail. And now I would like his cellmate to be LeSean McCoy. All right, that in a perfect world, they're sharing a cell today. Because of what happened, this is so unbelievable what happened. To make a long story short, there was a period in which LeSean McCoy was had a very wonderful relationship with this young woman, right? Her name is, I do have her name here somewhere.
Delicia Corden,
beautiful young woman. And then apparently around Memorial Day, Jonesy, there was talk of a wedding.
Wow.
Of wings. She had two children.
Yeah.
And things were going great. And then, unexplained, things were not going great. Suddenly, within a week, everybody's position changed out of the relationship. So McCoy asked the woman to leave. Mm-hmm. She's there with the two kids in a home that he owns. Well, I'm reading between a few lines here. She had nowhere to go. She had been with him for a while. She had no other residence.
Right.
No, you have to leave now. I don't like you anymore. And then she said, no,
she has
children, need some time.
Too, right?
I need some time. Don't do that. No. And so he started it the right way. He legally went for an eviction notice. And it takes a while. You don't just get somebody out of your house.
No, and then it's incredibly difficult to get someone evicted.
In fact, furthermore, just so you understand, one of the hooligans involved in the police incident was also the same guy who signed the eviction notice. You know, the paperwork that LeSean, it was one, the same guy.
Wow.
Right? That guy was involved in both incidents. His name is Tamarcus Porter. He was involved. He was one of the guys arrested in the police incident here, and he's the guy doing the paperwork to get the girl out of the place. It's still not working. Best guess, and this is a great guess, McCoy got tired of waiting. So he said, you know what? It's time to bring the boys in again, right? Probably the same boys that did the cop thing here. And so they brought the boys in, and before long, there was a 911 call.
Engine 43, copy a sin request. And it's going to be in reference to a female who was assaulted, hit in the head, locked in the bathroom. You will need to stage for PD on this one. We do have PD en route in reference to a home invasion where a son was taken.
All right. Now, there is no way, and I'm thrilled that we're on radio. I don't want you to see the photo of what they did to this woman because they beat the ever-loving bejesus out of her. Look at that picture. I'm looking at her right now, Jonesy. Look at that. Look at the blood coming down her nose, around her eye, all along her face. She looks like she was in one of the worst car crashes of your life.
They she does,
beat
yeah.
the hell out of this woman because she would not give up the jewelry. The premise was to go in there and get the jewelry
specific
out.
Specific jewelry.
Yeah, they
were
wanted
asking
specifically
for.
To get it out. Well, then a girlfriend of this woman, I don't know what her intentions are. But you don't beat a woman up.
No.
I don't care. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you do. There is simply never a scenario in which you beat a woman. You don't do it.
Hit her with a firearm in the eye. That's what that is.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, then a text came out from this girl's friend who actually sent out on Instagram the photograph of the damage done to her. And in it, she alleges that McCoy is a monster. A devil, an animal. She said that he beat his dog, Henny, until the dog died of kidney failure. He beat his son for peeing in the bed, and they had to stop him. They had to stop him before he really severely beat his own son. These are the allegations being made by these people. They said that we kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids, needles you were using. We will not keep quiet about this. And then they called him a woman beater, an animal abuser, and a child abuser. And all I can say is whether or not all those allegations are true, who knows? I don't know. Here's what I know. This can't happen. And you're a high-profile guy. This can't happen. So I just want you to understand that a pattern has developed here. When you, Jonesy, this is what I've learned from doing this show all these years. When you consistently get accused of crimes and consistently say you're not guilty, you end up being guilty just by the number of crimes you're accused of. This is a pattern of horrendous behavior that needs to be addressed by the NFL and by the police, both.
Yeah.
He needs to be stopped now. He would have been stopped if that jackass Seth Williams had done his job years ago. If he had done his job years ago, it would have. Listen to Seth. You got to listen to Seth Williams. This is Seth Williams after the. This. How long did this investigation go? 6 months without cop beating?
Long time.
Had John McNesby on, and McNesby was livid that no one was supporting our police in this damn city against that hooligan, that horrible human being. But anyway, here is. This is what Seth Williams said at his news conference when he announced what he was going to do about McCoy 2 years ago.
For the past several weeks, my office has worked diligently with the Philadelphia Police Department's central detectives to investigate the incident that took place at the Recess Lounge on February the 7th, 2016. And my office's investigation has found that there is insufficient evidence to prove that any individual committed a criminal offense.
All right, now I gotta just, there was not sufficient evidence. My ass, there wasn't sufficient evidence. Seth Williams enabled McCoy to continue in this pattern of criminal behavior, allegedly, because he was a jock sniffer. Any arguments?
No.
Not hearing anything. Okay, that's good. We'll proceed on then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the enablers. And boy, are there some of these. The NFL looked the other way during the cop incident. They didn't need a criminal filing to go after McCoy.
No, they did not want him to be found. Yes.
They did nothing. All right, they did nothing.
Yeah.
Two cops were beaten to a pulp, and nobody did a damn thing about it, which allowed this to happen. Do you understand? If you had prosecuted him, if you had done stuff against him when he did this thing in Philadelphia, none of this stuff would have happened. Now, McCoy had just been traded to Buffalo, right? This was in between the two teams when it happened. And when it happened, here's what's amazing about the story. They actually issued a statement in which they said, this is what the Bill said after the police incident 2 years ago.
Now, McCoy currently plays for the Buffalo Bills. This afternoon, the team tweeting a statement, quote, "We are aware of the reports regarding LeSean McCoy and are in the process of gathering more information. We will not provide any further comment at this time."
And never did. Never did.
The same
would
statement.
You like to hear the statement they issued yesterday after this incident? Here's Jordan Leibowitz, our assistant. Jordan, say it. What is that?
"We have spoken to LeSean and have been in contact with the National Football League. We will continue to gather information."
There we go. We're back gathering information.
They gather a lot of information.
We are running as far away from this story as we can.
Yeah.
This is a horrible story. You know why it's horrible? So I'm going to tell you why. Because there are still a lot of people, slow-minded types, that work in this city, that are fans in this city, that still like them, still admire them. Remember the snow game? Oh, my God, the snow game.
Yeah, they admire the player.
He's
a hell of a running back.
No, Rhea, you can't separate the behavior from the playing. It's one person. There's no way. Rhea, could you be a fan of him right now?
No.
Could you? But, do you think there are still fans of him in this city?
No, I think there are people who think he's a very good player, but probably a really awful person.
Will he play again in the NFL?
The optics are not good.
That photo alone is different. Here's how you know there has to be something to it. She had one enemy, him.
Yeah.
He was trying.
There's
he was in the middle
of a
battle to get her out of his house.
Yeah.
And then suddenly she got beaten up as they tried to steal the jewelry.
Specific jewelry.
Who else would have a motive to do that but the guy who owned the house?
Could you be that dumb to request?
Well,
that's the other side. That's the part
There's
that's mind
boggling. There's no way he is not involved directly in this. Oh, by the way, he issued a statement. It's a horrendous miscarriage of justice. He did nothing.
Yeah.
My ass. All right? And Seth, I hope you're listening from whichever prison you're in right now. You did this.
Oklahoma.
Do you understand? Seth, do we go to Oklahoma? You.
Yeah.
Do they get computers? He's got.
Yeah, he
Seth, shame on you. And everyone there from the incident 2 years ago, when I said those cops deserve way better treatment than they did. John McNesby out there, the head of the
FOP.
John, call in. I want you to crow about how right you were that they did nothing in our city and enable this guy to do this again. This is awful. 888-729-9495. I'm looking for somebody out there who's still a fan of McCoy. Oh, all those great runs. None of it matters if you're losing in the race of life.
Yeah,
when you are a horrible human being who would be capable of this picture, what I'm holding up right here, you will never be a sports hero in this town. I hope. We'll find out. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494. #9495. Your AT&T Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.